Astronomer David Renicky helps make sense of our universe with Spaced Out.
Yeah, always great to catch up with David. Joins me on the drive-thru. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, Pete. Not bad. Now the elections are over, I'm a lot more relaxed, I think.
Yes, mate, I know exactly what you're talking about. Mate, this is one of the exciting stories I've seen. I love aircraft and reading about new developments in aircraft technology. And there's a plan to build the fastest aircraft in the world. Tell us more.
Do you know what, Pete? This is true. When you see a young kid now, probably just starting school, imagine when he leaves school and he gets married, he's not going to understand or know or even smell a jet engine. Wouldn't know what an aeroplane looked like or a propeller. Mm. These will be in museums. You know what? We've got a new type of plane being developed now, and it's called Hermaeus. Hermaeus Group are putting together the Overture Airliner. These are hyperplanes. Planes of the future that will fly in the middle to late 20s, and they're claiming Mark 5. What's the longest distance you've travelled in a plane?
5 hours from here to Sydney.
Yeah, how about 1 hour?
Really? Wow.
Yeah, these are the sort of things they're talking about. Long flights now are going to be all there. They're going to be a thing of the future, a thing of the past. Mm. Sydney to Perth in 1 hour, LA in 3 hours.
God.
Imagine that. Mach 5 is 5 times the speed of sound, and these engines will be able to do that. In fact, they are predicting by the end of the 20s, into the 2030s and beyond, they'll be looking at Mach 10.
Wow. So obviously not a conventional engine by any stretch. What powers it? What fuel does it use?
Well, one of the engines has been developed in your state, by the way, and in South Australia. It's called the Scramjet. It uses conventional engines to get up to a certain speed, and then this other engine kicks in, like a supercharged rocket motor, if you will. Now, getting into a plane with one of these engines on board, a couple of these engines on board, and travelling like this, a person would be seated at 9 o'clock at Perth Airport, say, grab a coffee or a tea, maybe a little snack to go along with it. You might sit back and kick back and have a read of the paper and nod off, and by 12 o'clock you're in London. You're travelling at high speed. When you look out the window, what did you see? Clouds?
You wouldn't see anything, would you?
But you did.
Clouds.
You'd be looking at stars with this, because these will fly twice as high as the planes we have now. They're going to be called hyperplanes, Pete, and they'll fly at maybe 50 to 70,000 feet, and that's almost to the edge of space. No, you won't have any weightless problems to worry about, but you will have a pretty quick trip. In fact, they're predicting with aeroplanes like this, once this Hermaeus is built, once they do get this thing up and running, you'll see a flood of these things being built. They're predicting big things with this, and I think it'll happen. And to give you some idea on how interesting these are and how well they have been received by the general airline groups, Virgin Group and Japan Airlines have pre-ordered 30.
Oh, wow. So it's a real thing. It's actually happening.
Yeah, it will happen, and you'll see a new type of aeroplane. This is what the future holds for us. No part of the world, no part of planet Earth, Pete, in 15 to 20 years' time will be any further away than 2 to 3 hours.
Wow. Well, fingers crossed.
Amazing.
I hope it happens in our lifetime, mate. Fingers crossed, eh?
I can sure use it, Pete.
Get on you, David. There we go. DavidRenicky.com is the website. We join David every fortnight to get some fascinating information about what's happening. Astrospace news. David, great talking to you, mate. We'll catch you for Spaced Out in a fortnight.
Will do. Thanks, Pete.